Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI assistants to help you close more sales, reduce your labor costs up to 90%. And free up your time for higher value tasks. To learn more, go to anabots.ai. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Sean Campbell. Sean has been training, mentoring, and educating all his life. An exceptionally well-regarded conference speaker and author, Sean has delivered talks for Fortune 50 companies and top-tier conferences. He has also been the author of several books on technical and business topics. Sean, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting things done that most people wouldn't think of.
Read stuff you disagree with.
Oh, you went there.
Nobody does that. No, nobody does that anymore, right? The minute we feel turned off by a news channel, we tell our friends not to watch it. The minute we feel like a page in a book isn't resonating with us, there's a lot of people who don't finish a book. I'm somebody who always finishes a book, but like I know plenty of people who don't. If you look at the media streams that you have, even on a business standpoint, like, what do you follow, Substacks, blogs, and et cetera, you'll find a lot of times there's things that kind of reinforce where you're at, right?
Echo
And
chambers.
yeah. And I think the biggest way to accelerate what you're doing is to be exposed to stuff that really, really makes you think, is there a whole better way to do this? But the only way to do that is consciously, right? Because it's so easy to just fall into the trap of consuming things that kind of make me feel good, kind of like junk food wise, right? And I don't know if we've ever had an era where it's so strong in our ability to consume junk food that way, right? Like, I mean, if you just want to watch bad mid-80s movies all day long, and I bring this up because I was just introducing my son to one of the over lunch, actually, because I still sometimes have. My kids are nearly adulted now. They're 21 and 19, but they're still at home. So I'll go up there and have lunch with them. And sometimes we're watching a show or whatever. And an Amazon Prime popped up Iron Eagle, which is an incredibly bad movie from the 80s. But it was also like if you're a high school kid in the 80s, you're like, I could fly an F-16 too, can't I? And put a tape deck on my leg. I mean, if no one knows what that reference is, just go watch the trailer. But like,
Speaking of my
but you could
soul.
literally. Right. Yeah. You could literally trap yourself in just watching mid-80s movies from 84 to 87, like if that's what you wanted. We've never had that before. We've never had an ability to be that locked in on content, media, business thoughts, insights. And so that's what I do. I just go read stuff I disagree with. And I don't always agree with it at the end, but I do feel like I'm always changed.
So, I mean,
That's my biggest piece of advice. Go ahead. Yeah.
yeah, no, let's dive into that because this is I've recorded almost 250 episodes of this podcast, and I always ask that question at the beginning, and nobody's ever said that. I've always gotten variations of other things, but nobody's ever said that. And if you really dissect it, you're right. We live in echo chambers. If you're a conservative person, you surround yourself with other people that talk about conservative stuff, and vice versa. But why do you do it? Do you do it because you feel like you're right? Do you do it because you're looking for that chemical reward of confirmation? Like, yeah, I'm around people that think like me. If you go even deeper than that, you might even say, well, it actually costs me more energy to process information that I don't necessarily agree with. Like, why am I expending my energy on this other opinion here when it doesn't match my opinion? It's like, what a waste of time. It's interesting that you mention this because most people won't read stuff or listen to things that they don't agree with. They'll just shut it down and keep moving. Why?
Well, one thing, just, and I'll answer the why in a minute, but yeah, and the algorithms make it hard for us, right? I mean, whether it's the Facebook like button, or whatever, we the platforms we use to consume information are also tuned to just give us more and more of what we like, right? You know, if you just watch mid-80s movies, eventually Amazon just shows you mid-80s movies, right? You don't see anything else.
Right.
And so it's not even sometimes just a willingness. I think at some point you're just in a little bubble that the machine has given you, right? And then you're trapped in a whole nother way. But I think everything you said, I would agree with. Like, there's an issue of personal relationship. There's an issue of comfort. There's an issue of effort. I think really what it is, though, is if you were to summarize a bit of that, it's the ability to live in tension, right? I think it's a productive tension. I think I learn a lot from it. To paraphrase something I heard in a sermon once, because I'm a Christian, right? I heard this guy say, I'm paraphrasing this, so I might get it slightly wrong. But he said, Christians might suffer from two fatal flaws. One, being so much of the world that they have nothing to say, right? They've lost the Christian values or beliefs that are part of being a Christian. Or they're so set apart from the world that they have no one to say anything to, right? Because missional activity, for example, assumes you're talking to people who are different than you. I mean, by definition, right? And so I think there's just a huge tension you have to be willing to sit at. And I think for me, the reason why it was never maybe as much of an issue is I've said for years, like, I came to realize probably my, you know, key thing about me, like genetically, like genetic striping is a personality, right? If you saw this, like if you could see inside my personality, there'd probably be like a sentence there that would says, you know, pathologically incapable of learning something without wanting to teach it. All my hobbies have always been like, the minute I learn something, I'd like to kind of teach it and help everybody else know. But, you know, that always made me kind of educate myself on all the different perspectives before I could kind of like finalize what I wanted to teach. And I think that had a huge part of it. And that's affected everything. Like, I mean, you mentioned political things. I mean, I don't really usually bring those up, but I'll bring up kind of an indirect one, which is that I think everyone has watched US presidential elections with, let's say, great interest the last few years, last few election cycles, all the more so while we're recording this, because there's a lot of churning now going out about the Democratic candidate and what's going to happen there, just as much as there's much churning on the Republican side about whether that's a good fit candidate. And I think what's really interesting about that is, you know, I looked at it after the last election and I said, I'd like to learn a lot more about the presidency. So I'm going to go read a biography of every US president. Now, I can tell you there were some of those presidents I completely disagreed with, like on page 400 of an 800 page biography. I don't know why all biographies seem to be 800 pages, but they all are.
Well, I mean, it's a long life, you know, there's a lot.
It's a long life, but they don't have to be 800 pages. Right. And so, you know, 400 would be, do it justice just fine. But, you know, there was plenty of moments where I'm like, gosh, I don't really like this guy, you know, or I don't really like these policies. I don't like where the country's at this point in its evolution. Right. You know, did we really do that? Like, oh, my God, I can't believe we did that. And but you're exposed a whole raft of political philosophies when you go through that. Right. And I was one of the coolest things I ever did, honestly. And anyway, so it's just kind of the way I'm wired. But I do think, to sum up back to what you said, I think it's an issue of willing to live a little bit in tension. I think it's a willingness to invest. And I will say the point you raised that's probably worth really hitting one more time, like with a little more depth, is you do have to navigate that on a personal friendship relationship level. And all the more so even in a business environment, right? Because you're going to have to find people who are okay with you saying things that are contrary, you know, to maybe like what your friend group believes, right? At the same time, you know, we're only human. You don't want to always be the one guy that believes everything else that's completely different than everybody else around you, right?
Yeah.
That's
don't
probably
be
not
that guy. That's not fun.
Yeah, that's not fun, right? And so, but back to my quote from that guy who gave the sermon, if you're not living on both sides of that, you know, and really living in the tension between those two worlds, like, I don't know if you're living really the life you were led to lead. So anyway, that's the way I would
So let's talk about how do we take this idea about reading stuff you don't agree with, diving into and understanding the things that you are completely contrary to your point of view. And what would be one direct way that we can take that and apply it to a business and growing our business? So what do we tend to do to create our echo chamber about our business? And what can we do to break out of that, take another perspective, and actually make some progress, even if it's a little uncomfortable?
A, I think you need to audit what you're reading, right? What exactly are you consuming and where is it coming from? Or if heaven forbid you've gotten a little static, like you're the guy who's still quoting from the 35-year-old business book as the only book that matters. Maybe it's an age thing, like you have to go back and say, where is this stuff coming from? And if people are just listening to this on audio, and full disclosure, I'm 53. So I have my own share of books that are 30 years old that I think are valuable. But I don't think that they're the only book on the subject. So it's a bit of auditing. I think it's also, to take a business example right now, I'm glad you brought up AI at the start with what you guys are doing, because I think you couldn't find a topic that generates stronger opinions from people who are ill-informed on both sides or all sides, because how many sides are there on AI? Like 10. That are just ill-informed, right? They don't really have any intel, and they're just spouting out whatever they feel like writing that day. So, I don't know how many Substacks I've subscribed to that are AI-based. I think it's probably got to be at least 55 by now. I swear my inbox is always full. But like, that's the big thing. You got to get a lot of perspectives when something's new. You can't just be like weak about it. You got to really dive in. And so that's where those are some practical examples. Like, and if you're the laggard on AI and you're like, it's not coming to take my job, you're wrong. And if
Well, it
you're
may
the
not
guy
come and
that
take your
says,
job, but somebody who uses AI will take your job.
you said that actually better than I would. That's a good call. But you guys are working on AI just like we are. That's exactly kind of the way I would put it, is like you have to wear the super suit, because somebody else wearing it's going to beat you at some
That's
point,
right.
and you just don't have that choice. I was explaining that to somebody else the other day. I said, you could be 53, 63, 73, 23, it doesn't matter, but you don't get a choice to ignore this trend. You just don't. Sorry. Maybe you thought you were 5 years from retirement and you wouldn't have to really worry about it. Again, sorry.
Yeah, those 5 years get eaten up real quick. And so,
Yeah, you just have to deal with it. And so but I will say, here's one last thing tied into AI. Prior to about a year ago, you didn't really have somebody you could box with intellectually. I mean, you could just ask an AI, what's the counterfactual to what I believe? What's the other way of looking at this problem? If you think about it, there's some really interesting ways to dialogue with an AI if you're looking to interact with things you disagree with, right? Because it might be hard to get out of that media bubble that's being fed to you if you've got like a bazillion cookies going back 20 years that say, I only want to watch mid-80s movies, But you can interact with an AI and actually kind of almost ask it to give you those contrary opinions and actually dialogue with it. And I actually do that, like maybe not quite that concretely, but I do use an AI as a bit of a sounding board for certain things. And I think that's a really cool way to use an AI too.
So, Sean, where can we go to learn a little bit more about what you're doing and connect with you?
Cascade Insights. So I'm the CEO of Cascade Insights, like you mentioned earlier. If you search Sean Campbell and Cascade Insights, you'll find me. I think if you search just Sean Campbell, I'm somewhere on the first page next to some actor, a hockey player, and I think now a politician somewhere. But I'm still on page one, so I guess that's an accomplishment.
You got that going.
Anyway, so yeah, but I'm always happy to talk to people at any time. So just reach out to me directly. My email is sean@cascadeinsights.com if folks want to do that.
Very well. Thanks everybody for joining us. We're going to wrap up on this episode of the Do Zone. And thanks for our guest, Sean Campbell from Cascade Insights. You can learn more and contact him directly at cascadeinsights.com. This episode, I want to make sure that you guys knew this episode is brought to you by Iron Eagle 4, starring Lou Gossett Jr., best movie ever made, according to 15-year-old me. So Thanks again for that memory there, Sean. Appreciate you. Whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost sales, cut costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, Anabots will build a custom AI assistant for your business so you can get more done in less time. Learn more at anabots.ai. Hey, that's it for this episode. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.